And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Mike and Scott from Custler Yachts. We're going to be talking fishing, boats, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Shift and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranx, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer, ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It's going to be a fun show today, man.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's still summertime fishing, and here we are just, 2 days away from Halloween?
That's so crazy.
Yeah, indeed.
And yellowfin local and yellowtail local and giant, you know, I mean, the fishing still for 200-pound bluefin is probably as good, if not the best it's been in a long... I mean, it's everything that we would want to go fishing for
yeah.
is available right now.
And the boat... that you could use to go catch one of those giant bluefin at San Clemente Island is at your fingertips from guys like Mike and Scott right here. Good morning, gentlemen.
Boys. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, so, Mike Kussler Yachts, tell us about the history. Obviously, Mike Kussler, you started your own. How'd you get in the yacht business?
I started my own business back in 2010. Came from the East Coast originally. Worked on and off the water my entire life. Went to Merchant Marine Academy for undergrad and did a little shipping out. Then some land-based engineering and had to get out of the New England winters and out to San Diego for full-time fishing.
Yeah, no kidding. And I was just visiting your beautiful hometown, Newburyport, Newburyport in Massachusetts?
Massachusetts. Correct.
Yeah, everything's so close there because you kind of cross one bridge, you're in Maine, you cross another bridge, you're in New Hampshire, and then the next bridge, you're in Massachusetts, right?
Absolutely.
But that Newburyport is like boat city there. I mean, there are so many amazing places to go and boats, and I couldn't believe the number of boats back there.
Yeah, pretty cool spot. It's home and Coast Guard Station number one.
That's
big
cool.
Blue-collar fishing town. Awesome spot in New England if you guys haven't been out there. My brother runs a giant bluefin operation out of there as well. And if you want to get back there, let me know. Get good times fishing and just great all-around people.
He takes people out in our charters?
Absolutely, yeah. They've got a bluefin charter out of the Gloucester, Beverly, Newburyport area.
Yeah. So one thing that was very dynamic to me about the difference between us here that enjoy year-round boating and fishing and such is that you were saying, like, right now they're yanking all those boats out, all the docks come out, and they're done for 6-8 months, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My folks are, I think they're pulling the boat out this weekend or the previous weekend, and, yeah, that's it. That's a wrap until probably April, May. You know, the commercial guys will still hit it all winter, but, yeah, private guys, it's May through October, that's it.
How do you do that? I mean, you know, growing up here in Southern California, it's like, the concept of not doing anything
yeah, right.
that you love all winter, it's like, what?
You go to Florida, you go to California.
Oh, is that what it is?
Let me tell you, it doesn't help boat sales. That's why I'm out here.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Believe that.
And, you know, and that's the cool thing about you guys is that you can use resources when people realize back east that, man, this really sucks. I got to get rid of this boat. And then you can go back, you can help people go back there and buy the boat of their dreams for a lot less money sometimes, right?
Well, on that note, you know, we send a lot of guys up to New England versus Florida because those boats are, you know, they're only used half of the year and the condition's better and,
less
you know,
hours.
Less hours and they're just tighter boats than no offense, down in Florida.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, Scott, how did you get involved with Mike and Pete and the guys at Kussler there?
Well, I've been around fishing all my life. I was brought up in South America, Venezuela.
Venezuela?
As a child, yeah.
Oh.
And so learned to fish, modern fishing, underwater spear fishing, tuna, et cetera, there as a child. Came back to California, did a little stint in the corporate world, and then I got into the boat business. And basically, I worked on private boats down in Cabo in the 80s. Got my captain's license and actually, you know, was working as a mate on a private boat down in Mexico for several years.
Wow.
And then came back up here and got in the boat business. And I've been in the business over 25 years. And
wow.
Mike and I actually worked together previously. And then Mike went out on his own and it was a good fit and we're a good team. And so Mike, Pete, and I all hooked up together and we got a good thing going.
Right there at Kona Kai and at such an awesome office and you know, right there across from Adam's office at the Dockmaster at Kona Kai. The location doesn't get any better.
No, it does not. It does not. And again, we're open 7 days a week. We're all local, and we're all fishermen, and we're all captains. We're all here to help everybody.
You mentioned that you're a great team, and boy, that's the truth. Like, you walk into that place, and you see it, and you feel it, and you know them. And these guys, this is what they all live and breathe and are so just cool and easy people to deal with. And I think that's, like, such a huge thing when you're going to – you know, make any type of a purchase or just even information and things like that, is everybody there is just so easy and personable people to deal with. They're not trying to ram a sail down your throat. They're just really, really good boat people.
Yeah, and you know how to put people in the right boats.
And we make lifelong connections. I mean, we, you know, we're friends with our clients. Yeah. We fish with them. We work with them. And so it's a great situation for everybody.
Yeah. So how do you find, I mean, you guys deal in anything from a trailer style boat or to what you just sold, a 70-foot Hatteras, right? And others, right? How do you find the right fit for people on a boat?
That's a tough one.
I think we listen.
Yeah.
Yep. We listen to what your mission is and what you want to do. I mean, from the guy who's just the weekend warrior who wants to go out and fish rock cod once in a while, to the guy who's got a full family that has, you know, wife and children that want to, you know, take into account the resort and the other amenities. We listen to what people have to say and hopefully try to work with them to kind of tailor, you know, their search for what's going to make them happy and their family happy.
Yeah. And How do you budget, of course, is always a consideration, right? I mean, not everybody has $4 million to buy a 70-foot Hatteras, right?
Yeah, and typically you might think money comes up more than it really does. You know, a lot of the guys that we're dealing with, or women with, for that matter, money doesn't really come up to the very end. We're fortunate enough to deal with a large majority of super high net worth individuals, and we have the luxury of being able to find them whatever they want, you know, throughout the world. But it's like Scott said, you got to listen. So many of these salesmen out there is just talk. You got to listen, get in the trenches with these guys, go have a beer, go fishing, just hang out and learn what their mission is.
I'll back up what he's saying from a completely different side. You know, at the tackle store, I can't tell you countless number of times of people that have bought a boat from Pete or from Scott or from Mike, whatever, and they're in our shop trying to buy gear, and, you know, they're talking to Pete on the phone, and he shows up 5 minutes later, just helping. You know, I mean, just stuff like that, you know, like whatever it is. I mean, Pete has nothing to do with helping outfitting fishing tackle on a boat, but, like, the guy that sold them their boat is in the store with them, helping them through things like that. You know, I mean, they do so much stuff that's well above and beyond that you see from the outside looking in. It's rad. You guys do the, I mean, this is the place.
Yeah, and you guys specialize in fishermen and fishing boats, right?
Absolutely. You know, we've done a lot of motor yacht stuff. We like to sell to everyone. We don't do really anything with, no offense, sailboats, but a lot of fishing.
No offense. No
none taken.
The one thing you can understand is you can fish off any boat.
And you can fish on a sailboat.
You can fish on a sailboat, you can fish on a kayak, you can fish on a stand-up paddleboard. So, you know, everybody's a fisherman in some way or the other.
Yeah, no doubt. Or they should be.
They should be. There
yeah,
you go.
No doubt. But if somebody has a budget that isn't a high-net-worth guy, you can still find the right boat. Example is Pete helping me find the right boat. And it can be a whole countrywide search, right? And with the modern technology today and Yacht World and finding boats, I mean, how does that all work? I mean, when you find a boat but it's not here?
Well, there's a big MLS service like in real estate, and basically that's the backbone of it all, is just what region the boat is sitting. Some people will take the initiative to send us back to the East Coast or Mexico, for that matter, and we'll ship boats in. So, you know, don't get me wrong. We sell $20,000 boats. We sell, you know, $10 million boats.
Yeah.
We treat everyone the same. Please don't misunderstand that.
Sure.
But, you know, there is value in bringing boats in from the East Coast. You will save money. It's just a headache. Do you have the time? Time for a lot of people is the big issue. It's not the money, you know.
Yeah. And what's involved in that? Let's say you find one in the perfect boat for a reasonable cost in Newburyport, Massachusetts. First of all, how do you factor in the cost to get here? How do you get it here? How does all that work?
Well, first, you know, some guys send us back east to preview the boat, and we call them, you know, do the whole, you know, what do you call it, FaceTime thing, or get on the phone with them, hey, how's the condition, and, you know, make an offer, and then do the sea trial survey thing. Some clients come out for it, some don't, and then you're left with putting it on a ship and going back through the canal or sticking it on a truck. It's, you know, on the ship, it's pretty much $1,000 a foot is what it equates to.
Cheaper to put it on a back of a truck.
It's shipping's
depends on the size.
On the size, yeah. Because you have to de-rig it, too, right? That's another factor.
For the land, you have to de-rig it, but all the ocean freight stuff is pretty much right on, right off. So, yeah. You know, 70-foot boat, 70, used to be $70,000. It's come down. It's probably low 60s to get it to Ensenada and then bring it up.
And then bring it up from there.
Another thing, one thing about bringing boats in from other locations, one of the things we do have, the three of us, we have all of us many years in the business, and we built relationships with people on the East Coast, in Florida, in Massachusetts, in New England, in Hawaii. And these people help us, I mean, to help our clients,
totally.
The relationships we have with them. I can call a guy on the East Coast that I've known, that I've seen at a boat show, or I work with him for Lauderdale, whatever, he'll give me the skinny,
yeah.
You know, the real skinny. And then if everything looks good, then we'll go back and take care of our clients with that information.
Yeah, you get the look, man, this thing is a good boat, but let's be real, you're going to have to, you know, the new owner's going to have to address this, this, and this. And then you can put a plan together and say, hey, look, this boat is a screaming deal, and even if we have to replace this, we're still going to be money ahead. Or you can be a scenario like, Pete, I know you've told dozens of times, you could see something that maybe us as a customer wouldn't seem like, no matter how much, you know, your gut is telling you this isn't the right boat for you.
Well, that's the hard thing in the business, too, because, you know, we want to sell the boat at the end of the day, but... You got to be honest, because some people get emotionally attached to boats, and we see it every day.
Yeah.
I want this boat. I had it yesterday. Guy came in. I want the boat. I have to have the boat. I said, you're nuts. I would not buy that boat. You're nuts. His
and
wife.
That's a good point. I mean, like Mark Wheeler says from Encinitas 40, he says, when I was looking for a boat, he says, don't fall in love. That's the most important thing, right? So a classic example like Ricky's talking about, Pete, your cohort at Custom Yachts here, and I flew to Port Aransas, Texas. What a garden spot that is. Right? Have you been to Port Aransas?
Actually, I have.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of boats there, but man.
Texas, we love you.
Yeah. I'm telling you what. I mean, whatever. Anyway, we flew over there, looked at a 34-foot Riviera. Nice boat, low hours, you know, good price. I mean, everything about it, you know, figured out how to get it here and all that. At a reasonable price, and we took, you know, paid for a survey, did the survey, all checked out, great. Pete says, don't buy this boat. I was in love. I was like, okay, we're going to buy this boat. And he goes, no, you're not. You're not buying this boat. This is not the boat for you. And he was right. So
and
that's
like you
the
said,
classic example.
This is a guy that makes his living
yeah, he was
on selling
make a commission
boat.
Off
and
it,
you
right?
would have bought it 100 times out of 100. That's
yeah,
the boat
yeah,
you
yeah.
wanted.
Yeah, yeah. So, and Scott, Mike, I'm sure you guys have
oh,
done
of course,
that many
of course.
Times.
I mean,
you're finding the right boat for the person. Yeah. And there's not, I'm going to say this, in dealing in with other people too, there's not a lot of guys like you guys. There's
no
other
comment.
Guys. There's other guys out there that would say, oh, yeah, buy that boat. It's perfect for you, man. Go for it. Yeah.
Totally they would.
Yeah. So.
Well, like Scott said, we're all captain. We're all captains. We're all fishermen. We come from the water background and, you know, I didn't come from a sales background, and I think it carries over.
Yeah.
And we make relationships. You know, we're going to see you
yes.
next week. You know,
yeah.
we're going to see you 2 months
almost
from now.
Almost every day.
Everyone
we
want to
fish with you.
We want to
yeah,
fish
yeah.
with you, yeah. So, I mean, we want you to be happy. We want you to be happy and with a carefree and maintenance-free as much ownership dealers as possible.
Yeah. Now, one of the things you sell at Custler, you're the dealer for Regulator, which is like the ultimate center console boat, right?
Yeah, pretty sweet boat.
Thanks,
yeah.
You're so sick.
Pretty amazing.
I just ordered another one this week.
Yeah. What makes Regulator so special?
The big difference is they're a three-piece boat versus most of your other production boats are two-piece, which is basically the hull and deck. So they have a built-in liner. So, you know, anybody knows when you come across a wave with a lesser product, you get that shuddering, you know, rattles your teeth out
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. So it's a real soft ride, tons of bow flare, a real dry ride. Lou Cadega is a naval architect that's worked with basically everyone in the industry. He power matches every boat that they make and has designed every single one from 23 to 41 feet.
Wow.
So they make 23-foot center consoles or 41-foot center consoles and everything in between.
That's it.
The fit and finish on a Regulator, too, is just uncomparable. They are so nice, too. They're so well-put-together boats.
Every boat's a bracket boat. Having the bracket for the outboards on the back gives you a much larger boat per the size. For example,
yes.
a 23 is actually like a 26 or 27 because of that added room.
Right.
And it puts the prop and the motors in clean water, so it's a more efficient hull. There's a lot of thought goes into it. And the Regulator factory is just wonderful from the standpoint of catering to individuals, and it's almost like every boat can be a custom boat for you.
Really? Wow. And where is the factory?
It's in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina. And they, you know, pricing, they're all over the place, too. You can get a, you can get one for $100,000, and then that new 41 is, you know, you can, it's $700,000. So
yeah,
a little bit of room in there for everyone.
There's room for you to grow up.
Yeah, there you go. yeah, exactly. But, I mean, you guys will sell, you know, Parkers. You'll sell other similar type of center consoles that are on the MLS or the Yacht World type of thing like that. You do not only sell new boats, but you probably, how many new boats versus used? Mostly used boats?
You know, it's probably 30% to 40% new, 30% new, 70% brokerage stuff. You know, but like when Pete and I started doing this together years ago, both of us, our background is center consoles. I've had, you know, geez, I think I've had 5 center consoles, so that's kind of my wheelhouse originally. I love that more than anything. So
that's why I chose Regulator to represent Regulator.
Absolutely.
Kind of the ultimate deal there.
Yep.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today, and today's the day. Ricky's going to tell you about it.
Yeah,
sure.
No kidding. So, like you said, just such a great opportunity to call the show today, and you want to talk about two wealths of knowledge of between boats and fishing and background, and just going to be an awesome show. So much great information, and we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to get through, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. There's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And as Pete mentioned, man, are we giving away some cool prizes today. First of which, one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get a three-quarter day trip to go fishing on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Get in on what continues to be just an absolutely unstoppable season. Crazy, crazy good fishing on that San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. I mean, between the offshore yellowfin and yellowtail and skipjack and everything that's going on with Captain Ryan Boston at San Diego.
He's been crushing.
It's been unbelievable. So, yeah.
It counts of 250 yellowfin last week, day.
In late October.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. So, again, somebody's going to get to go fishing on that three-quarter day trip on the San Diego to C4 Sport Fishing. And then today, which is a carryover from yesterday and such a very cool thing, just celebrating our partnership with Shimano, now going on 24, 25 years of working together with such a fantastic company. We are giving away a brand new Shimano Torium 20 HG reel, one of the finest star drag reels that's ever been made, and that's going to be all the callers from yesterday as well as all the callers from today are going to be eligible in that fantastic reel from Shimano. We just want to thank Shimano so much for the partnership and also want to thank for making the best gear out there too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We'll give that reel away. We're going to draw at the end of today's show.
Yep, going to be a grand day. So again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or toll free 877-792-1090. And we come back, we're going to be talking boats, talking fishing. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay and would be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building high-quality inshore and offshore rods that are ideal for the Southern California angler. Quality, innovation, and value with every Cousins rod. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed up. There's literally one line open on each of the toll-free and the local line. Again, toll-free 877-792-1090 or that local number 858-457-1090.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones here with Scott and Mike from Kustler Yachts. Let's do it.
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off this morning with Rich, who's calling us from Bradley. Rich, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
What a great morning.
Morning, Rich.
Indeed it is.
Now, I've got a question for you. How much truck do you need for towing a 23-footer? Do you need a one-ton, or do you need dualies? Do you need special equipment? And would you be comfortable towing these boats around?
You know, you don't need much for a 23. You definitely do not need a dually.
You don't even need a Super Duty. The F-150 has a 10,000-pound towing capacity now.
Well, yeah, quantify that with, I don't know where you're going, if you're doing through the mountains or what have you, but, you know, Point Loma, I mean, I've got a Yukon, I'll trailer pretty much anything, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that new Ford that they came out with a couple of years ago, super efficient and higher towing capacity with the aluminum body, super lightweight. I mean, Mark tells us that'll tow, you know, 10,000 pounds, yeah. Which, how much is a 23-foot boat? How many pounds is it?
What's the 23? It's like 8,500 pounds.
500,
rigged.
Yeah.
Like Mike said, it all just depends on the scenario you're going in there. Somewhere between a half ton and a three-quarter ton is what you'd be looking for. You know, I mean, if you're going major tows, up major hills, need major braking, a three-quarter ton Ford is going to give you bigger braking and bigger power and bigger things like that. But, man, I'm with you. I think a half-ton F-150 is going to tow a 23-footer everywhere you need to go.
Well, I used to tow a 23 Parker with an F-150 all over Southern California.
Same here. I used to have a, what did I have? I had a 21 Parker, and I had a Jeep Wrangler, and I used to tow that thing to Mexico.
Yeah. I mean, I had the 22 Davis, and that was a heavier boat than the 23, and that same thing. Yeah.
So. I think you're good to go, Rich.
Yeah. All right, Rich. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy Gary Barnes-Webb, filling in for John Ireland. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Gary.
Hey, good morning, God. Well, we got to sleep in today, you know, so we got the boats out in the daylight for a change. We had our clocks changed last night. So.
Oh, that's right. Mexico changes a week earlier than California, right?
Yeah, correct. So we got to send the boats out in the daylight, which was kind of nice. And so everything's going good down here. You know, the weather's changing pretty quickly now. It's cool in the mornings. Very, very pleasant conditions for fishing. It still can be pretty hot during the day, but really, really nice and cool in the mornings. And the fishing is still staying red hot. We had a few days of wind at the beginning of the week. We had a bit of north wind. It didn't affect the bait very much, but it sure disrupts the bait flow. You know, the guys just can't make bait when it's rough and the night before. But anyhow, the bite is still really, really good. You know, John's out on the water this morning, and he just called me just as I was dialing you guys to say they'd already boated a 30-pound yellowfin. They went up north this morning, so it's obviously the bite hasn't changed one bit. The marlin bite, I guess you guys have got all the news from the Bisbee. I think a 569 one yesterday. You guys will probably know better than me. I haven't had a chance to speak to anyone this morning. But the marlin bite's still pretty good around here with blue stripes and sails, still biting pretty good. But, you know, we've got very low fishing pressure at the moment, not a lot of boats out. The tuna bite, as I said, is spread all the way from Pescadero to way south of Frailes. Most people are going north because it's much closer. You know, the bite south takes about an hour and a bit to get down there. But good fish, you know, footballs to 40-pounders. Yesterday was the tuna jackpot out of Palmas, and I think an 81-pound fish won that, which is a good fish down, you know, slightly bigger fish than what the average we're catching at the moment. Wahoo are still biting, mostly down south. If you take the run down south, you know, the guys are just running on the way down or on the way back. They're running some wahoo jigs and picking up some nice fish. Dorado, most of the schoolies are kind of out of town at the moment, but good fish are getting picked up on the trawl while marlin fishing. La Rivera, the banks of La Rivera are producing really nice wachimango, you know, the red snapper, some amberjacks, cabrilla, bit of everything. And, of course, the water's cleaning up nicely now, so there are a lot of roosters starting to make an appearance. And, of course, the jacks are always along the beach, so there's action for everybody.
Yeah, sounds good, Gary. Now, so correct me if I'm wrong. So you're on the same time as us for the next week, is that right? It's 7:30 here.
And we're on the same time. We're on Pacific time right now.
Yeah, so, and that changes for us, of course, next Sunday, so back, and then it'll be back to the one-hour time difference. But that's great.
Exactly.
And it sounds like great fishing, great time to go to Rancho La Nera, such a good time, light crowds, and still fantastic fishing. If somebody wants to come down there, hang out with you and John at Rancho La Nera, how do we do that?
Well, the best thing to do is to hop onto the website at www.rancholeonero. Check out fishing action. You'll see fish photo galleries and everything. You can even get taken to our booking, online booking, by following the website. And then, of course, our 800 number, 646-2252.
Fantastic. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Excellent.
Thanks, Gary.
All right. Thanks a lot. You know, speaking of the Bisbee, Gary's talking about it, just concluded the world's richest marlin tournament there. And one of your guys is the big winner, right?
Yeah, Frankie, he does a lot of work for Kussler Yachts. Real good dude. I think they got a 560 or 569 late in the day on I believe it was a bait fish. And
On the last day.
What,
last
and how
day,
much money?
Late, into the scales late, right? It was like the dramatic finish. I believe it was the last fish hung up on the scale, right?
And he did the same thing last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing last year, yeah.
Wow. And the boat that, you know, Chupacabra, another Hatteras down there, those guys are classic. They did really well, and they got two fish, I think. I don't know what the final standings are, but they did extremely well as well.
Yeah, the Chupacabra got two fish in the mid-threes.
So who won? Did they, So it's a point system for the...
It's a point system. We don't know right now.
Yeah, we have to look at that.
The news is still coming out of Mexico, but the point is it's between Chupacabra or Sea Bandit from the team standards.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, because it's not necessarily your biggest fish. It's, you know, the winner has the most points, and you get points per pound. So two 300-pounders would beat one 500-pounder.
Yeah, and let's be honest, it's all about how, if you're across the board,
yeah,
too. It's all
up.
About the money.
Yeah.
There's a different parlays to be into, and
right.
Et cetera.
To be all in, Ricky, I think what you were saying yesterday was like $100,000.
$72,000 to be all in for
to
the,
in,
to
yeah.
the beginning
yeah.
of the
Unless
tournament.
You do the Chupacabra, which is an additional $20,000. So if you're in the Chupacabra, which is an additional $20,000 daily, I think it's $103,000. So $71,000 is like... I think it's, if I remember
that's
right,
an all
like
in across the board
71
for the
across the board is all in for Bisbee's. And then if you do the optional 20,000 daily, it's I think it was 103.
Yeah, but talk about a lucky bastard, that Frankie. on Tuesday, I was drinking with him on one of the boats, and he's like, all right, I got to jump on a plane. I got to go fish tomorrow.
I got to go fish. And yeah, and their winnings, I'm sure, will rank in the millions of dollars, I'm sure.
Right? Oh, yeah, I would imagine. Unless, well, depends on what his boss.
Yeah.
signed up for there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, the overall
yeah.
jackpot.
Oh, overall, it's got to be.
Going to get the millions. Yeah,
yeah, no, multiple millions of dollars.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm sure we'll hear more about the results from the Bisbee and, of course, the Van Wormer Resorts Tuna Shootout that we heard the results from. Gary there, 90-pounder won the money there. So great times there. You know, the other thing I want to mention, too, is that I fished a couple weeks ago down the East Cape on the Vaquera, which is a 35 Cabo that Scott actually sold Mark Rayer from Gen Ren Sport Fishing, right?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Yeah,
yeah. And you guys connected, and Mark has very high regard for you and working with you and all the procedures that you did with them.
Well, that was one of those situations where trust was involved. Mark called me up, and he asked me about the boat, and it was a boat that was priced right, and he made an offer and bought it sight unseen.
You saw it.
I saw
he
it.
Trusted
we,
you.
We trusted me, and I was able to go through the boat and basically do like a FaceTime situation with him. And anyway, he bought it sight unseen. He came up here and has been fishing now at Team Gen Ren for a couple years and hasn't missed a beat.
No, and I gotta say, he probably got one of the great buys in history.
One of the great,
but
sure. Yes, he did. He did very well.
Trusting you.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I was just gonna say, how about that for some trust in these guys? Because you know Mark. And I know Mark.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this in a bad way. I'm saying this in the best way possible. That guy, we'll just use the word particular.
Meticulous.
He is so meticulous and particular about his gear and keeps it so pristine that if he's willing to trust a guy to buy a boat that he hasn't seen, that floors me here in that story. Because
yeah.
He is very, very meticulous
about his boats.
That's
a classic story for sure. Well, let's jump into those phones.
If you
want to get through, it's 877-792-1090 open right now.
Let's talk to Cliff. He's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Good morning, Cliff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing? I'm Dodger happy today.
Yes, indeed. Go Dodgers.
Good game last night.
What's up, Cliff?
Yeah, it was great. Hey, I was wondering about those boats you have. Do they come with bottom paint, or do you have to put it on there? And is that a costly process?
No, bottom paint is added. It depends if you're going to keep it on a trailer or if you're going to keep it in the water. And depending upon the size of the vessel, you'll put bottom paint on. We do that right there on Shelter Island, right by our facility.
And you only have to do it like every couple of years.
Every
right?
couple of years, that's yeah. correct. Every couple of years.
Because you have a diver come. There are so many good divers in town here that do a good job of taking care of the bottom paint, making sure they're not rubbing off too much, right?
It's like mowing your grass.
Yeah.
You got a guy that comes by, takes a look at the bottom of your boat, and makes sure it's maintained, it's clean, and any metals or any problem like that is looked at accordingly.
Yeah, indeed. That's pretty much it. Hey, Cliff, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, and go Dodgers, right?
Yeah, got it. Thanks, Pete.
All right, Cliff. Thanks a lot, Cliff. You know, one of the other things I got to say that I have learned in having field research my 36 Pacifica, and I don't care, and the same thing holds true with when I had my 22-foot Davis, too, that lived in the water. The water is a harsh environment, and you've got to take care of that boat when it's in the water. And one of the things that I do that I think is probably some of the best money I spend is having a professional guy come and wash it every 2 weeks and just go over it. I use Monsoon Yacht Service. They do a great job. I think it's like $140 a month for two washings in the month. And I'm going to tell you something. Those guys know how to take care of your boat. I can't clean it as well as this guy, Mike, that cleans it. And whatever he does, the boat looks new or very shipshape. What's your guys' thoughts on that?
You know, absolutely. If you've got the money to be able to hire someone to clean the boat weekly, biweekly, monthly, absolutely. I mean, I try to do it myself, but time gets in the way. You got to protect your investment. You just have to.
Yeah.
You know, this stuff will really get away from you.
Yeah.
And it goes to detailing, too. They're saying that you want to detail it, and you want the right person to do that because someone can do more damage than good sometimes. A guy with a buffer that's out of control can cut right through your gel coat and make a nightmare for you. So, again, that goes from our standpoint. You know, we've been in this a long time. We have great techs that work from us, people that we trust, and people that we will help point you in the right direction to use from a standpoint of maintaining your boat on topsides and below decks.
Yeah. Yeah, maintenance guys, electronics guys, gas mechanics, diesel mechanics, outboard mechanics.
Or cornucopia. The nice thing about Shelter Island, too, is Shelter Island, from a standpoint, is a unique place in all of Southern California. We have four awesome boatyards. and a cornucopia of techs, of professionals, who've been in the business for many, many years, all within walking distance of my facility. And so it makes for a great experience and a carefree experience from a standpoint of someone who's going to take care of your boat or help fix your boat or add to your boat.
I want to back up what you were saying, Pete, with Mark and Monsoon Yacht Service. And we have a 25-foot center console. You know, it's not a big boat. It's not a flybridge-style boat. But we have Mark do our boat three times a year. And we keep, you know, I would like to say my boat partner and I keep our boat very clean from fishing. But that consists of simple green and bleach and, you know, scrub brush and salt water and a little rinse when we get back to the boat. But having somebody that's what they do for a living, keep wax on things, keep rails maintained. I mean, those are the things. We keep our boat clean, but we don't do any of the details. And just in making your own life easier, blood doesn't stick to boats that have been waxed and properly made. Like, mm-hmm. having a guy just, you know, for us, we only do it three times a year. The difference is huge. Yeah. I mean,
you got to take care of your investment.
Our boat fishes a ton, and it still looks new because we do that.
Yeah, I use Mark, too. He's a good dude. He fishes. I fished down in Cedros with him, and he takes care of a 61 Viking I have, and that thing looks awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, Monsoon Yacht Service, Mark, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Does a good job, for sure. We're on the subject of boatyards, and I have to ask this question. You know, a lot of people take their boats down to Ensenada and use Baja Naval. What's your thoughts on that? I mean, I don't know, maybe a difficult question. I mean, we have so many good yards here. Some people like to save money down there. Have you had any experience with people doing that?
Absolutely, quite a bit. I had a 52 Cabo Express guy just come up from East Cape, and he went to Baja Naval to put a Seakeeper in, and had the whole boat repainted. So I think short story is a lot of it's personal preference. You know, back in the day, I think with the paint regulations, the people would always say, oh, I'm going to take my boat down to Baja Naval. They don't have the regulations like the United States. The bottom paint they put on there is going to last a lot longer. It's a little cheaper. It's just, I don't know, Scott, what do you think?
First-class operation, Baja Naval. First-class operation. Been dealing with them for over 20 years. They're great guys down there. Like Mike said, years ago, when the EPA and a lot of things started changing here in California, it was a lot cheaper. I mean, now, certain things, yes, labor costs are less, but then you got to factor in from a standpoint of your travel time back and forth, sure. of you're looking after the boat down there, et cetera. So it depends on what you're doing. If you're headed down to Mexico, go down, put your boat in Baja Naval, get some work done. It's a great, great, great option. If you want to keep your boat up here, want to visit it, want to monitor the situation, you can save some money, but it's in the end, it's kind of a wash.
Convenience factor.
Yeah, convenience factor, yeah.
But sure. They do have a good reputation.
It's a great yard. I've got nothing but great things to say about their operation down there, first-class operation. And they do beautiful paint. They do beautiful fiberglass work. No, first-class operation.
They've come a long, long way since, you know, last 10 years. They are a premier outfit down there for sure.
Yeah, and that's the only yard in Ensenada. That's the primary one.
The only one I would use.
Primary.
The only one
would
use. Yeah, okay. All right, very good. Let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we jump back in and talk to Tom? He's called us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Tom.
Great show. I was able to get out this week on the Liberty, and just an example of dismal count the day before, and went out there with a light load and limited the boat out on the Yellowfin and a few Dorado, too.
Nice job.
Anyway, that was great, great trip. My question for the guys is, what are the true, and I know you touched on it a little bit earlier, but what are the disadvantages and advantages of throwing outboards on larger boats? You know, it's real popular down in Florida where you see 3 and 4, 200 horsepower Yamahas on the back of a, you know, a 30 or 40 foot center console. And then, you know, granted you get more deck space, but then you also have more stern space with an inboard across the transom. So could you guys speak to that a little bit?
It comes down to design. You know, previously our boats with inboard diesels were a lot beamier than the current crop of outboards. Outboards have come a long way in the technological advances with high horsepower, lightweight outboards. You know, years ago, a 175, 250 outboard was a monster.
Yeah.
Now it's down to 350, 400 horsepower. But if you look at the current trend from a standpoint of a center console style boat, it's more of a narrow beam. It's a fast boat, and you can't put inboards in there. You can't put multiple inboards in. You can put two, but I mean the outboards make sense. From a larger vessel, a beamier vessel, the inboards make a lot more sense. It gives you more deck space, more interior space. So it's kind of two different trains of thought. You've got the beamier, more cabin-oriented boat with the inboards, or you've got the less beam, a faster boat with the outboards.
I mean, the obvious negative is the outboards with fishing. I mean, you either work around that or you don't. You know, I think manufacturers are going that direction, and consumers want to go that direction because of the ease of maintenance.
Sure.
You know, and outboards are, you know, pretty much bulletproof.
It's cheaper to manufacture.
Cheaper to manufacture.
You hang a couple of outboards on the back of the boat as opposed to plumbing and put two big diesels inboard with shafts, et cetera.
And if you're a weekend warrior, I mean, turn the key, go out, fish, come home, spray it off.
And with the design of the new Yamaha outboards, I mean, they're just... they're almost bulletproof.
That's the thing.
They last for a long, long time. Longer than you're going to use it.
Yeah.
Turn the key, change the oil, put gas in it. That's about all you do.
10 or 15 years ago, you know, the coolest, quote-unquote, small boat was, you know, a small boat that had a diesel in it because you had this reliability and you had this fuel economy and other things. You flash forward to 2017, I mean, you would be hard-pressed to say that there's a motor that is as reliable and as fuel efficient as a Yamaha four-stroke would be. I mean, you know, back in the day, it was always, well, I did this because I'd get better fuel economy and I won't have to worry about it breaking down. Those things don't, you know, I mean, they are very, very,
very
reliable. And if you are keeping it in the water, you cook a switch and everything is now dry. You know, you don't have out drives in the water, you don't have shafts and things to worry about.
The one thing I would mention, we bring up inboard versus outboard, you know, inboard straight direct drive, the one thing I personally would not buy, and you know, that's it, again, it's my opinion, is the inboard outboards sitting in salt water. For a freshwater application, great, but I've seen so many headaches with those boats. It's just a nightmare that people don't really think about before they buy it.
100 moving parts immersed in salt water.
Not good.
Go.
Not good.
That's a great way to say it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's business on the bench.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2255. That's 619-226-2403. Visit searchersportfishing.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like PowerPro, the best choice in Spectra line. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Hey, you know, one of the things you want to do at Tackle Day next week or your local tackle store is check out the Shimano Torium 20 reel. If you're going out for big yellowfin tuna like a Guadeloupe trip, what a perfect reel.
Yeah, I mean, Talico would be an ideal one for Guadeloupe. Torium 20 is a great reel for jig fishing. I'm with you, man. If you got a trip down to the loop right now, like you're getting ready to go on the Shogun, you would just be crazy not to have a Talica 20 in your arsenal.
Yeah.
It is the perfect reel for fly lining, but still being able to handle a 100-pound tuna.
Yeah, and no doubt. And that you match it with that Therez rail rod.
72XH.
It's a fantastic reel. Now, the reel we're giving away today, the Torium 20 HG. What an amazing reel for the price. It is a top-of-the-line Star Drag reel for half the price.
Lightweight, fantastic casting. It's got very smooth gears, very high torque, very, very good longevity with low maintenance. It's a beast.
Yeah. So check it out at your local Shimano dealer, the Talica and Torium reels and the Therez rods. They're amazing.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got there, man. It's time to find out what's going on today. Catch Report Lobster Season, man. It's open right now. Make sure that you're gearing up with the best performing lobster gear in the market. And that's Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar products are designed by fishermen for fishermen, and they offer everything you need for a successful night of lobster hooping, including that brand new Ambush XL, the 36-inch rigid hoop net, which is the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or check out their website at promarnets.com. Let's start it off up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening?
Morning, Brian.
Great, Woolley.
Sounds like good stuff going on in there. Good info,
yeah.
Man. Real good stuff. Well, cool, cool. Hey, we had a fun week up here. Conditions, holy cow, glorious week, man. Flat grease a few days and the sunshine. Man, kind of bummed to see that stuff. Sounds like we might see some of that stuff go away here this next week. But, man, we had a couple days of some really fun bonito fishing up here. Man, giant breezers, big breezers of fish all over the place from, I'd say, like Crystal Cove area up there by Newport to down well below our harbor. It was good, fun fish to catch, and the grade was respectable, too. You know, some 5 to 8 pound stuff. You know, that fish on that lighter bass gear, we had a good time this week. You know, the versatile, I'll tell you, the cold sniper, again, was the way to go, man. That 60-gram to 100-gram size was the jig of choice on those bonito. And I'll tell you, that bonito, without a doubt, is one of the most underrated game fish. You know, if handled right, that stuff is fantastic on the table. So we had a couple fun days of that stuff. The calico bass fishing along the kelp, still pretty darn good. The fly line sardine, definitely the way to go. And right now we've got this glorious 4-inch sardine for bait. So you can imagine that mixed with the kelp. It's just been really fun with that calico bass. So, again, I imagine we'll see that calico bass remain steady as long as the weather holds us this next week for sure. And then this coming Friday, we're kicking off our 10th annual halibut derby. Crazy. I can't believe it's been 10 years already since we started this stuff. I'll have that first trip aboard the Sum Fun. Those trips run from 4 to 7. And those halibut-specific drift trips are on Fridays and Sundays. So we've been seeing a lot of bait in the right zones here the last couple weeks. And I know some of the skiff guys have had some good days on some halibut out front, too. So we're hoping for a good, successful derby. So it's not only on the Friday and Sunday trips. You can also enter in the derby anytime you're buying a half-day or three-quarter-day ticket by buying in at the ticket counter when you buy your half-day ticket or whatever. So, as you can see, you know, that derby, we're ready for that to roll out here, too. But, you know, we'll just have to see how this next week plays out. So we're hoping that, you know, it kind of continues the same vein that we had this week. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call. Phone number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And use that discount code, guys, that I mention every week. A little banner ad right there on the front of the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. Click on that. They'll give you a little discount code, and you can book online from there.
Such a great deal,
doubt,
too.
Man.
And you guys just keep offering that to our listeners. We sure appreciate it, and a lot of them do take advantage of it, for sure.
They do. Absolutely.
All right. All right.
Thanks, Willie.
Appreciate that. Talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. See ya.
All right. We're going to hit the surf now, find out what's going on the beach. It's our surf guru with our surf fishing report, Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Not much, guys. Hey, those halibut trips are cool when you just drift and just kick back, and they catch some nice fish out in that deep water, man, I tell you.
Mellow day and good fishing.
Yeah, we had one in our surf report, a big one. I'll get to it here. You know, surprisingly, good good Corbina fishing this week. And the weather, you know, Indian summer, real nice weather. Some of those beaches with the sun hitting that sand, the sand crabs came up. And that was the key there. If you could find sand crabs and you could, you know, I like using a sand crab rake, and then you can get a bunch of them and then go through and pick out those soft shells. That was the key this week. The other real strong bait was bloodworms. If you couldn't find the sand crabs, it was bloodworms, and very good fishing. We'll start up at Santa Barbara. Carpinteria was a hot spot for those guys for Corbina fishing. They had a couple fish in the 3-pound class. Sand crabs was the key there, screening the sand crabs. Halibut fishing's also good along that stretch. Lots of bait inside. Wiley's checked in a 4-pound, 1-ounce Corbina taken off Latigo on a sand crab. The morning tide's been best for the guys up there. Just Fishing in Redondo reported some big Corbina off Torrance Beach. Several 3-pound models topped by a 4-pound, 2-ounce. You know, this is late season fish, and it's all quality. Also, still fish on Manhattan and Hermosa beaches. Some nice bonita, too, in and around the harbor. You heard Willie talk about that. A lot of better models on the piers right now. Big Fish in Seal Beach reported some big Corbina. The guys were taking them at the harbor mouths and the inlets, and just a little ways into the harbor, they were cruising along the jetties. 5 fish over 3 pounds checked into the shop there. Late season lunkers, I call it. Catch them in Newport Beach reported a good Corbina action on the peninsula. Bloodworms was a ticket there. The sand crabs were hard to find. The Big Fish this week, one of the guys was throwing a hard jerk bait. You know, there's been a little shortage on those lucky craft, and this is another good lucky craft, the pointer. Most of the guys use the flash minnows, but he was throwing a 115 pointer, 40-inch halibut caught and released up above Newland there. That's a big fish from the beach. And moving down the way there, very good Corbina fishing off Pacific Coast reported. Clams, some of the guys using clams there, but finding the sand crabs, the soft shells was the key there. Torrey Pines, Del Mar. Just really good fishing this week. You wouldn't think it. Almost November, you'd be Corbina fishing, but late season, big quality fish. You can't beat it, really.
No kidding.
Man, that's awesome. Just to think that we're having that good of fishing this late into the year and still good week and good weather in front of us, Gundy. No reason that surf's not going to continue to kick out big ones. Appreciate a great report, as always, and we'll certainly look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report. Again, sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear that you need to catch fish for a day at the beach. Again, that's SurfFishTackle.com.
All right, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Van? Van's calling us from all the way up in Portland, Oregon. Good morning, Van. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Van. Good morning.
Hey, I got a question for you. For Southern California waters, any advantages to looking at a cat haul versus a mono haul? Just kind of going to be entering that market here pretty soon.
Good question.
Yeah, great.
You know, we sell a lot of mono hulls, but that cat stuff has really picked up in the last, I don't know, 5 to close to 10 years now. I mean, the biggest advantage is the seakeeping ability offshore. You know, the obvious negative is the room you get below deck and on deck as well. But some of those, like that Freeman cat haul coming out of the East Coast, people just love that boat. A lot of guys up your way because, you know, you have a lot rougher conditions. Personal preference as well.
Yeah. Scott, you have a take on
that? The one difference between the cat and the mono hull, the mono hull obviously be a lot faster. So if speed is your thing, the mono hull is going to be a faster boat in rougher conditions. But the cat hull at low speed will be more stable, more stable fishing platform from a roll standpoint or whatever. So it comes down to if you want to get out there fast or if you're more worried about rolling it slow. So
you know, my thought on a cat is the freeboard on a cat is much higher, so you're not as close to the water when you're fishing. For me, that's kind of a factor. I like being kind of like right there,
yep.
Easy gaff shots, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's personal preference.
But it's everybody's, yeah. But the ride stable, I mean, just put a seakeeper on.
There is no there's no perfect boat. There's pros and cons to every design.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no perfect boat. It just always needs to be just a little bit bigger, a little bit longer, a little bit faster. Then it'd be perfect.
That's right. Hey, Van, are you listening to us on the Mighty 1090 app?
I certainly am.
All right. Well, thanks for calling us from Portland. Is it raining?
It's 51 and drizzling.
Ah, very good.
Portland sunshine.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for checking in with us in Portland, Oregon. Appreciate the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. Phone lines are absolutely packed up, and we're going to be taking another phone calls. Another great hour Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Penn. Check out the new Penn Fathom Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel with a full metal body and Dura drag washers. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resort. Resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6677 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before. Plus, over 20 tackle manufacturers like Daiwa, and the Saltiga and Saltus Lever Drag 2-Speed Reels, the Saltiga and Saltus Star Drag Reels, and much more. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle, best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.